Welcome to the Grace Place Weekly Podcast. No matter your size, age, shade, or background, here you'll receive compelling lessons suited to help guide your walk with Christ and your relationships with others. Please join us now for this week's podcast, recorded live from Grace Place in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. Let me take this opportunity to greet Pastor Mick, my friend, and his wife, the leadership of this church, Brother Nate, and then this group of singers here, and the whole church in the name of Jesus. We are so glad to be here this morning. I bring greetings from South Africa, from the ministry and the church in South Africa, and I also want especially to greet my friend and my brother Bill Goodwin and his wife, our friends from Arizona, Christy and Ryan and small guy. It is a blessing for us to be here this morning. I don't want to waste any time, but I won't go through everything. I just want to see the slides so that you can kind of know where we're coming from. This is the church, Maranatha Church International, where we're coming from. Our vision is to reach the unreached. In South Africa, we have beautiful cities. We have a beautiful township, but most of all, we have villages and bushes, and we have people who still not have electricity, no running water, and we are trying all means to reach those people. So that's why our vision is to reach the unreached and teach the untaught. Amen. And then the next slide is telling you who we are. We are the reaching the cities, the townships, and the bushes of South Africa. And if you read there, I won't go anywhere, but you read there who we are, it tells you who we are. I'm not used to this. I'm used to preaching. I'm not used to tell people about this. So next slide, please. My father started the ministry many, many years ago. I was going to tell you about how we came to the Lord, but I can see the time is very, very short. My father, when he was 9 years old, he had a disease in his eyes, and that disease was to make him blind. So this past year, he retired from the ministry, and he gave us the ministry. We just took over the ministry this last year, my wife and I. The next slide, please. We have a tent that can take more than 3,000 people. Bill Goodwin has been in that tent. We take this tent all over South Africa, preaching the gospel to the bushes, to the villages, everywhere, preaching the gospel. And also, the next slide, please. We have a Bible school where we teach our people in the Bible school. And in this Bible school, we have planted more than 250 churches over the years. And in this Bible school, we teach our pastors who then go back to these churches and preach and teach in these churches. On the next slide, please. As I told you, most of our churches, these 250 churches, they worship in those little shacks that you see there. Most of shacks are big, most of shacks are small. Some churches, they fellowship in the schools, and some in the government premises and all of that. And then, by the grace of God, that one church, somebody from this country came and built them a new church. Now they've got a new church with electricity in it, running water and everything. So we praise God for that. Next slide, please. So that just tells you our goals. What is our goal as we took over the ministry, my wife and I, what we do intend to do, and all of that. The next slide, please. This is to say, how can we partner with you? Pastor Mick, I love you, man. I love you. I mean, this church is a free church. We went in here, I just felt the freedom. I felt home, because home, we are free. Home, we sing, we dance, we clap hands, we do everything. I love this church. So we want to partner with you. We don't want just to come here and say, this is our need, help us, but we want to help you too. We know how to pray. That's our job. We know how to pray. We can pray for you. We can pray for this church. We can pray for these families. We can pray for this nation. We know how to do that. So we want to partner with you to pray for you. You can post our your needs to us. We've got Facebook. We've got website, and tell us what is your need so that we can pray for you. So this is just telling you, asking you, let us partner. We are asking to partner with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Next slide, please. Last year, thank God, I was here raising funds for the sound equipment, because the sound that we were using was 25 years old. We kept on patching it, fixing it, and I always say, if that sound was a person, it would say to us, would you leave me alone now? I'm tired. I've been working. But praise God, when I came last year, by the grace of God, by the giving of the people, they gave the money exactly that we needed to buy new sound equipment. We've got new sound equipment. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the devil is a liar. We're still going to preach, guys. This sound equipment, we are going to take it to the stadiums, to the field, everywhere. Hallelujah. So thank you for praying for us that we get a sound equipment. Hallelujah. Next slide, please. Our ministry need. I'm here this time around, Pastor Meek. I'm raising funds. We need a car, a vehicle. We travel a lot. We have 250 churches all over South Africa and Swaziland and Lesotho. The car that we're using is very small. In January, my wife and I, we went to a bush area, Venda. We call it Venda area. Pastor Bill knows about that place. When we get there, 20 kilometers before we get there, it rained so hard. And of course, the roads in South Africa are not, in the bushes, are not as good as here. Dead roads, bad roads, rocky roads, so bad. And they told us we cannot go in because the roads are bad, and we had to stay in the car because we didn't have place to stay and all of that. We slept in the car. They told us the following day it will be much better. We stayed. The following day it rained again hard, and we drove 900 kilometers to reach this place. But because it didn't stop raining, we had to go back home without reaching the place. We had to drive again 900 kilometers going back without reaching the place. That's when we thought we need a capable car that will be able to take us everywhere, whether it is raining, whether it is snowing, or we don't have snow in South Africa like you have here. Whatever kind of weather, we will be able to drive and pass the word of God. So I'm here this time to raise funds to get that vehicle, that 4x4. I can see it in the spirit. So pray for us that we get that. The next slide, please, and then I'm going to preach. This is just our contact information. If you want to contact us here, we've got a board here in the States that runs our ministry, and that is the address over there. If you want to contact us, you can contact us through that information that you see on the board. Amen? Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Are you ready for the word of God? are you ready for the word of God? A couple of things before I preach, Pastor Mick. Forgive me, can I take this? Okay. I am an evangelist. I can teach, I can prophesy, but I am an evangelist. And one thing the evangelist does is they speak loud. I'm very loud, so forgive me if I'm kind of. But I heard Mick, he's louder too. He's louder than me. And the second thing, I cannot stand together. I'm kind of moving, so bear with me if I kind of run around and all of that. Is it okay if I do that? I will do that because I saw him again doing that. So good to be here. It is so good to be here. I bring greetings from my home. Where's Nate? Nate? My goodness. You blessed me. I see you in South Africa. With you. Yes. under that big tent with these young people. Don't leave these young people behind. I see you there. We African people can sing and can dance. When I hear this music, boy, I was like jumping all over this place. So pray about that, you guys. Bill is coming 2015, God willing, and Carla, Sister Carla. I don't know. It will be good if you can come that year. We are preparing a big conference, men's conference in October. And then in December, we have a big youth conference. 3,000 more young people will be praising God under that tent. And then we've got big Easter time where we celebrate. I'll tell you one day why we have Christmas. Youth conference in Christmas time. Let us go to the Word of God because of the time. The other thing that I like when I preach, Pastor Mick, is amen.
Amen.
You know why? Because if you don't say amen as an evangelist, if you don't say amen when I'm preaching, all the evangelists are like that. They think you don't understand what they're saying. And they can preach until tomorrow morning. So if you want me to preach short, give me that amen.
Amen.
All right, all right. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. The book of Joshua. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are you in the house? Are you here? Chapter 8, verse 1. Did I say that? No, chapter 8, verse 1. Chapter 8. No, what did I say? What did I just say? 1 verse 8. Chapter 1, 8. Chapter 1, verse 8. That's it. I'll read it with this translation. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. I'll read it again. I love this. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have a good success. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Bless your word today and help us to hear it. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This morning, shortly, I want to talk about the Holy Spirit helping me about this one word, meditating. Sometimes we tend to just pass by easy into this word, meditating. It is a powerful, powerful, powerful word. Hallelujah. The Bible says, this book of the law shall not live, but you need to meditate. In other words, if I can define the word meditating, I've written here a couple of words that came to my mind as I meditate about this word meditation. It is to turn over and over and over and over and over again. Is that right? That's to meditate. And another word that I got is to chew. Is it chew, right? Chew, nom. Forgive me, yeah, you'll understand as I go. To chew, to meditate is to chew, all right? In other words, this man is saying, chew the word, chew. Turn the word over and over and over and over and over. The other word is to deliberate about the word, okay? Deliberate. The other words is to digest. That's to meditate, to digest. You know, after you've eaten, you just pause and you allow food to you know, to go to wherever, you know, yeah. And then the other words is to muse. The other words is to reason. That's to meditate, guys, to meditate, to reason. And the other words is to see. The other words is to study the word of God. And the other words is to pause. Take a pause. You know, after reading this, I've gone over, Pastor Mick, in reading the word of God. I'm no more reading the word of God. I've gone over to studying the word of God. I'm no more studying the word of God, but I am eating the word of God. Boy, I can eat this thing. In the morning, it becomes my breakfast. At noon, it becomes my lunch. At night, it becomes my dinner. At midnight, I don't know what you call food midnight. Midnight for food, what do you call that? Snack, yeah, snack. I can chew this thing. I can eat it. Let me tell you some few points what the word does to me. When I eat it and eat it and eat it and eat it, I'm no more the same as yesterday. I'm no more the same as this morning. I'm no more the same as I was waking up. It changes me. When I eat it, it turns me around sometimes. Sometimes it causes me to stop. Sometimes it causes me to shout. Sometimes it causes me to sing aloud, because it does something in my life. Yes, it exalts His word. That's the word of God. When you eat the word of God, go beyond in reading it. But eat it. Chew it. Allow it to digest in your life. It will change it. It will change you. My God, oh, time. Time in America. Whew. What it does, number one, when I eat the word of God, it gives me a renewed perspective. When I read the word of God and I eat the word of God, I don't see things as I used to see them. I don't think as I used to think. I don't do things as I used to do them, because it changed my mind. It changes the way I think. It changes the way I see things. It changed everything, and it gives me the new perspective of doing things. Are you in the house? Are you here in the house this morning? Oh. Yeah. I wish I got time, Pastor Mick. Yes. Number two, I love this one. It gives me balance. It gives me balance. You know, sometimes the devil does it. Sometimes devil takes us out of the balance. You find yourself wandering, knowing not what is going on. But when I eat the word of God, my God, it gives me, I'm planted, I'm balanced. No demons in hell can come and move me. No storms everywhere can come and move me, because I am patterned. I'm balanced. It makes me balanced. I know that nobody can move me. No evil spirit in hell can come and move me. I am balanced because I'm full of the word. Balanced. I know. When I'm in the car, boy, I'm balanced. When I take the turn, I'm balanced. Do you understand what I'm saying? The word of God causes me to be balanced.
When the storms, they come. Oh, maybe they don't come to you, but they come to me. The storms of life come. And when they come, boy, I tell them, come on. Come on. Bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. And then I'll take my position and I'll be balanced. When they come, and somebody will think, oh, he is gone. No. When the storms are over, hey, when the storm is over, when the storm is over, I will be done, I will be standing. It gives me balance, the word of God. Hallelujah. Number three, it allows me to learn from my mistakes. Whew, I love that. It allows me to look back and say, boy, I did not do well here. I've got to go back and fix my mess. Nobody will tell me, but the word is able to tell me. Go back and fix your mess. That's right. It is able to, when I'm sleeping, sometimes the word of God will come and say, you did not do good yesterday. You need to go back and apologize and fix that mess. And boy, it is so hard to turn back here and go back and fix that mess. Most of the time, we want to see ourselves going on and on and on and on. We don't want to go back and fix our mess. And let me tell you something. When you obey and go back and fix your mess, your life will never be the same again. Never be the same again. I'm going somewhere, guys. Number four, it gives me corrections. The word of God is able to correct me. When anybody or everybody cannot correct me, the word of God is able. You know, there are people who does not want to be corrected. I don't know in America, but in South Africa, there are people, Pastor Mick, who does not want to be corrected. But I love the word of God because it can bring correction in you. It doesn't wait for somebody. The word of God doesn't wait. It comes by itself and gives correction in you. That's why I love the word of God. I love the word of God. Okay. Oh my goodness. Okay. Where am I? Number? I can see that. Okay. I was just checking if you're following me. It allows, number five, it allows me to learn from a mistake. Okay. This is what I like. Number six, listen to this. It is able to promote me. Boy, I love that. The word of God is able to take me from this level. From this level to this level, and from this level to this level. And guess what? The devil is so mad when I'm promoted, because the aim of the devil is for you to stay right there. That's the aim of the devil. He doesn't want you to grow. He doesn't want you to fellowship. He doesn't want you to read the word. He wants you to stay right there. But I love the word of God because it is able to take me from this place to that level and take me from this level to another level. Boy, it can promote me. My life is not the same with the word of God. It is not, and the devil knows that my life is not the same with the word of God. When the devil looked at me yesterday, I was in that place, but today I'm there. And you don't understand. When I'm here, the devil will say, oh, he's there. I'm coming for him. And when he tries to come, I'm not more there. I'm here. Because the word of God is able to take me from this place to another place. It is able to promote you. That is the word of God. And guess what? If I am promoted as the head of my family My family is promoted also. Hallelujah. 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 As the head of the... How many heads of the homes here? If you are promoted, your family is not left behind because of you. That's why we, as the heads of the family, we need to stay in the Word of God. We've got to get direction in the Word of God. We've got to get our thinking, everything in the Word of God, so that when God promotes me, my family is promoted. When I am promoted, my wife is promoted. When I am promoted, my boys are promoted. That is the Word of God. That was, you know, I've got four big boys, very tall guys. They're all preachers of the Word. Bill was there when one was preaching. Bill was there. Why? Because they are promoted. I cannot preach and that let them not preach. If I'm preaching, they've got to preach. They've got to. Because I'm promoted. If I am... Okay. Oh, we. It promotes me. Number seven, the Word of God is, it helps me to understand people. You know, sometimes we've got this problem of not understanding people. You even quit the church because you don't understand people. You think they don't fellowship well. You think they are mad at you. You think they don't talk nice. No, your problem is you don't understand people. And there's nothing that can cause you to understand people than the Word of God. Live and stay and eat the Word of God. You will be able to understand people. You will be this kind of a person who does not hurt easily.
Yes.
Today you are hurt. Tomorrow the pastor is tired of you. Pastor, I'm hurt. Tomorrow coming, Pastor, I'm hurt. Pastor, I'm broke. I stay in the Word of God. I'm finishing. Oh, wow. Number eight. I love this one. Listen. I love this one. It is able to prepare me for future situations. Love that. The Word of God is able. You know, I can read and study and eat the Word of God not knowing what is going to happen to me the following day. But as long as I eat the Word of God, I don't have to worry about what is going to happen tomorrow, because the Word of God is able to prepare me from the future situation. When things come, sometimes I don't know what is going to happen in my job. Sometimes I don't know what is going to happen in my family. But if I eat the Word of God, it is able to prepare me for future situations. Eat the Word of God. Let me tell you this story and then I'll close. I've got four boys, Pastor Mick. 24, 23, 16, and 10. The 10-year-old, when he was 5 months pregnant, my wife was pregnant with him 5 months. I was out in the crusade preaching, and I got the call, phone call from my wife. She said, Sipho, that's my African name, Sipho, which means gift. You've got to come back home. I said, why? She said, no, come back. And I could sense in my spirit, something is wrong. I took a taxi and I went back home, and when I entered the door, she started to cry. And I asked, what happened? What's wrong? And she said, I've got a bad report from the doctor. And she said, the doctor has given us two options. He said, the baby that I'm pregnant is going to be a Down syndrome baby. So we either abort the child or whatever. You know, people, when that moment hits you, you kind of shake a little bit. When she told me that, I was kind of shaken a little bit, and I thought, oh my God, what is this? Whew. Eat the word of God. And right at that moment, the word of God came like a flood in my mind. It came like a river in my mind. It came like sea in my mind. And it began to say, by his stripes, I am healed. We shall lay hands on the sick. They will recover. And I said, my wife, we are not going to abort this baby. Our God is a miracle working God. The following day, I will never forget this. The following day, we went to the doctor, the same doctor. He was sitting over there, we were sitting over the table. And the first question he asked, he said, what is your option? And I remember very well, I looked him in the eye, I said, Doc, we are not going to abort this baby. He said, are you sure? I said, I'm sure, I'm positive. And he looked at me and he said, Mr. Ntombela, you speak like you know what you're doing. I said, I sure do. I know what I'm doing. He said, why? I said, you know, Doc, some people, they serve their gods. But I, the God that I serve a miracle working God. That is the God that I'm serve. I'm serving a God miracle. And he looked at me and he said, okay. I said, I'm sure, yeah, okay. We went for 4 months, 4 solid months. We stood on the word of God. My wife and I stood on the word of God. We would eat the word, chew the word, digest the word. Sometimes in the middle of the night, I will reach on my wife's belly and I'll say, you boy, you are healed. I will never forget this. The day of delivery, took my wife to the hospital. I was there, and as the nurses, and thank God the doctor came late. As the nurses were doing the job, I was going up and down in the labor room and talking to my master, speaking in tongues. I remember one nurse asked my wife, and she said, what is he talking about? What is he doing? And I stopped. I said, don't worry, I'm speaking to my boss. I spoke in tongues. And as I was speaking in tongues, praying, I heard the crying of the baby. I forgot who I was speaking to. I looked at the baby. Oh boy, he was a handsome little guy, beautiful boy. Eat the word. Eat the word. Stay in the word. I came from South Africa just to tell you and to encourage you, no matter what is happening in your life, stay in the word. No matter what is going on in your life, stay in the word. Stay there. Stay there. Don't move. As I was standing there, the doctor came. I remember very well, he came. As he came, he stopped at the door. He looked at the baby and he looked at me. He looked at the baby again and he looked at me and he shook his head and I nodded my head. Shook his head again and I nodded my head again. I'll never forget. He came to me. He looked me right in the eye and he said, Mr. Ntombela, I know now that there is a miracle working God. I know now there is a miracle God. I've never seen something like that in my life, in my practice. I've never seen something like this. I know there is a miracle working God. And from that moment, that dog took my phone, and every time when he's got problem, and he received Jesus by his Savior, by the way, he's a Christian today. Every time he would call me and say, pray for me, Pastor, and I will pray for him, and he'll call me again and say, thank you for praying for me. God answers my prayers. Stay in the Word. Let us pray. Let us close our eyes. I want to continue, but the Holy Spirit in me says it's enough. Oh my God, stay in the Word. I don't know what happened in your life. I don't know what is happening even right now. Maybe there are things that are happening in your life. Some of them, they overwhelm you. Some of them, they like over you. But I came today to tell you there is still hope in the Word of God. Your friends might leave you. Your family members might leave you. Your job might not go well for you. But I'm here this morning to say to you, there is hope in the Word of God. There is hope in the Word of God. I don't know what is your need today. But if you have a need today, before I go home, would you allow me to pray for you? Wherever you are, just stand wherever you are. If you've got a need, whatever need, God bless you. If you have a need, I don't know what is the need you have. And if you can ask me why I'm here, I don't know. I'm just a messenger. Allow me to pray for you today. Would you stand? If you have a need, I see the doors opening. I see them opening. I see the floods of blessings coming your way. I don't know what is your need. Would you please lift your hands to the Lord? This is a sign of saying, God, I surrender all to you. We don't just lift hands for the sake of lifting up hands. But the sign of saying, God, I cannot do it, but you can. I cannot do it, but you can. And God is doing it right now. It is a sign of saying, take it all and give what I need. There is an exchange that is happening in the heavenlies right now. God is taking yours and he's giving his. Allow him to take everything. There are some things that you don't need in your life. Some of us, our lives is not right. And today, we are saying, I am not right. But make me. Because God is in the business of making. God, make me. Make me. Make me. Create me. Yeah, create me. Father, we thank you today. Here are the hands this morning. They are lifted up to you. In the name of Jesus, I speak life. In the name of Jesus, I speak life. Life abundance. I speak life in the name of Jesus. life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I speak change. Change in the name of Jesus. Change in the name of Jesus. Change in the name of Jesus. Right now, Father, let their life be not the same again in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I speak healing. Healing in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for all that you're doing right now. Right now, right now. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Let's clap for Jesus, our hand.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope this message has been a blessing to you. You can subscribe to this podcast via iTunes. To learn more about Grace Place, please visit our website at graceplacemn.org. Thanks for listening. May God bless you this week.